Okay, are you ready? For DoorDash night. It's DoorDash night. Yeah, okay. I mean, it only comes every Thursday, so... Yeah, let's pick something. I don't know, we could do sushi again, but we did get sushi, like, last DoorDash and the DoorDash before that, so... True. I don't know, there's that taco place that has, like, the really, really good chips. Do you remember? Okay. You're being really, like, you keep giving me these, like, non-committal answers. Come on, what do you want? You want Thai? Baby, what is going on? You have been so weird for, like, days. Yes, you have. What is it? Is it, like, work? What? Is it me? I feel like you're, like, pulling away from me. Are you, like, losing interest? Is there someone else? Okay, sorry. I mean, I've... What? What? A burden? What do you mean? You think you're slowing me down? What does that even mean? What? What are you talking about? No, I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's just like, I don't understand what you mean. No. No, it's not true. It's not even close. You're not a burden. You never have been. Oh, baby. No, I'm sorry. I'm serious. I can hear how heavy this is for you. I'm sorry. I'm glad you told me, okay? But I need you to hear me now, okay? Let this sink in. Seriously. You are not a burden. You're not slowing me down, whatever that means. You're the reason I want to slow down, if that makes sense. Do you know how rare that is? Most people race through their whole lives, like checking boxes. With you, I actually notice things. I laugh more, I breathe more. I'm, like, present and mindful in my life. That's because of you, because of everything you've taught me and, like, talked to me about. You think once a week DoorDash night is, like, some pity tradition? Babe, it's my favorite part of the week. We built it together. I love it. I love that we decided cooking can wait one night and we can just, like, hang out and pick food and be lazy, watch something, talk to each other, whatever. That's not me making do. That's me looking forward to it all week. You're not a project. You're not a chore. You're my partner. We're in a relationship with each other. My equal. I know the world tries to make you feel like needing a wheelchair means you're, like, too much. I hate that. I hate how those little messages pile up until you start believing them. But here in this home with me, none of that is true. No, baby, I don't see your chair before I see you. I see your eyes when you get excited about something. I see the way you light up when you're telling me a story. I see the way you reach for my hand when you're nervous. That's what I'm seeing. What slows me down is when I'm staring at you because I think you're beautiful. What makes me stop isn't a ramp or a doorway. It's me catching my breath because I'm in love with you. And you know what? I like helping. I like being there. Grabbing a door, reaching something, pushing us along when you ask. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like natural. It feels like us. It feels like we're in love. And I mean, you take care of me too. Why are you shaking your head? You do. You're the one who notices when I'm spiraling and like you center me, you remind me to breathe. You taught me how. You're the one who makes me laugh when I'm stressed out. You patch me up after bad days. Remember when I was sick a couple months ago, like deathly ill? Yeah, you were taking care of me. You make me feel safe. And like, I don't know, something about this relationship has made me feel more secure in myself. Something about you has really just helped me. The way you treat me has improved my self-image in ways that I can't even like put into words. We're a team. We're building a life together. And that life is not weighed down by you. It's lifted up by you. Baby, look at me. Look at me. If anyone tries to tell you otherwise, they'll have to go through me first. Because I won't let you believe you're anything less than amazing. Remember last weekend? We were out running errands all day and you kept apologizing for how long it was taking between places. Like you thought I was like annoyed and pissed. Babe, I wasn't annoyed. I was smiling. I was fine. I was holding your hand, laughing with you. That was such a chill day. I can't believe you think you're slowing me down. If I'm walking slower, it's because I want to walk beside you. If I'm taking extra time, it's because I'm savoring the moment. Do you know how rare it is to find someone you want to slow down for? I mean, I hadn't found anyone like that until I met you. I'm serious. I've dated before. It wasn't like this. Sometimes, I don't know, it seems like you don't even realize how magnetic you are. How capable, how unbelievably hot. Walking into a room with you by my side, I feel lucky. Everyone else should be jealous. You're not holding me back, you're pushing me forward. You're teaching me patience, compassion, strength, joy. You make me a better version of myself just by being in my life. So no, baby, you don't slow me down. You're keeping me grounded. You keep me focused on what matters. And what matters is us, is this relationship. Do you know how awful I've felt the last couple of days thinking that you were getting tired of being with me? No, don't apologize. That was my own head saying that. You didn't do anything wrong. You're my favorite person, though, okay? You're my safe place. You're... This relationship is, like, my life. Stop apologizing for existing. Stop apologizing for, like, the space you take up on the earth. You deserve the space you're taking up. You deserve love, ease, laughter, rest. every good thing. And you deserve me, just like I deserve you. You're not a burden. You're my heart. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life reminding you that. I wouldn't have it any other way.